We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Four for Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger shotgun, three receivers left, two to the right. Roethlisberger looks left, flutes one, end zone, caught, touchdown, left corner, Juju Smith-Schuster. And the Steelers pull away from the Giants. Ben Roethlisberger, guess who he's tied with now, all time on the career touchdown list, one Eli Manning.
Wow.
And he comes up with a score in Eli's old home, MetLife Stadium.
Juju's second of the night. He had three all of last year. What do you think, Chris? Is this going to be the start of what? You're already chuckling.
Just hearing... Was that who was that even on color commentary last night? I can't even.
Oh, that's our buddy Ross Tucker.
I just thought Westwood it was won. Like shades of. I thought it sounded like Ron Cook with the way the word
wow
kind of wow. Like I just that was why I was snickering there.
Hold on.
No,
hold on a second.
So I'll say
there's more. There's more to this than than meets the eye. Chris.
Okay.
Ron Cook, go ahead.
Going once, going twice, sold.
Three times a lady.
Ooh, all right, moving on. Aditi, go ahead.
Listen to that silence, man.
I got to say, I think Bert on the Zoom call gave most reporters don't get that kind of run.
No.
That was like a solid 7 or 8 seconds.
I was listening closely to the Tomlin presser today, and every time somebody got to about 4 to 5 seconds in, like Colony was right on the edge, Jeff Hathorn on the edge. I think Cook got special dispensation there. I imagine him yelling his question at the computer, and it's still muted.
Time for one anyway. More. Ron, are you there now? Ron Cook?
Great for talk radio.
All right,
man.
Final one. Jerry Dulac with the follow-up. Jerry, go ahead.
I think Cook needs to cut out the commercials about car technology and start telling you about
Zoom technology. There's an endorsement opportunity in there for like some sort of computer literacy place, right? Like,
yeah,
I would think
like a Rosetta Stone for people that are computer illiterate. So, do you think Juju's was a one-off last night, or do you think it's a sign of things to come?
No, I thought, well, I thought more than anything it was about chemistry. It was almost a reflection of the quarterback. Like Ben Roethlisberger, we were all bullish on Deontay Johnson heading into this year, and I think for good reason, and I think after some very big early hiccups, he showed that. James Washington did not have a good rookie year with Ben. So who does he know most and trust most, maybe, on that receiving core, regardless of what the outside world thinks? It might well be Juju, and I thought it showed a comfort level, frankly, with receiver and quarterback there. I thought he made all the plays you'd want him to make. And you know what? For all the flack he takes in some circles about, he's not about football, he's all about his brand, and to some degree it's probably true. Not to the degree people would have you believe, but he is clearly brand concerned. Mm-hmm. The guy looked motivated and focused. How else are you going to dive on a loose ball the way he did when Snell finishes out that run? Yeah. I thought he played an impressive game. What I took from last night is, I don't know if they have a number one receiver yet who's going to, like, emerge, and I'm sure at some point somebody will. What they need to have is just enough guys that are good that either one commands a double team or that you feel like any of probably the first three or four can beat you on a given play, because that's how it played out to me at least, and I was impressed with him.
Yeah, Juju didn't give you any reason to, like, get frustrated or doubt him last night. Every ball that was thrown in his direction, he caught. There wasn't a drop. There wasn't anything that resembled being on the wrong page with his quarterback. The fumble play that you talked about, which I thought of all the plays Juju made was his best one by far, actually.
No question.
I didn't think that really a catch where, like, overwhelming athleticism or any kind of acrobatics expertise really needed to come into play. They were very catchable balls. He had the track down, that lofting kind of high arcing ball that Ben just threw to a spot, and he went and ran underneath it. That wasn't the hardest play in the world.
But he made him.
But he made him. Exactly.
You know what else was weird about that play, but kind of telling for me? Man, did you watch how, like, I guess, you know, it was kind of a caricature. It was kind of exaggerated, his securing of that football. Like, I don't know, that seemed like a weird little thing that a guy that's hyper-focused on not screwing up and making sure he's taking care of the football on the field before the off-the-field thing, that sort of was indicative to me. What else was he supposed to do, right? Like, I don't know if you can pass judgment on what he is or isn't moving forward without AB off of one game, but it was probably the first time that he and Ben have really had a fully healthy go of it where he was supposed to be sort of the highest
profile receiver. I like that he took advantage
receiver.
Of bad mat of a bad corner play, of a good matchup.
Yes.
The Giants don't have DeAndre Baker got jettisoned, their first round pick from a year ago, because of off the field trouble. They're vulnerable at the position. So that's a chance for a wide receiver like Juju that needs to prove it this year to get paid, a chance for him to come out and make a solid first impression. What will be a much bigger task is if on Sunday, now Bouye got hurt in the first half of the game last night, the second half of the doubleheader, and never came back in. But we know his resume from when he was in Jacksonville. And when they had Ramsey and Bouye, I always felt like they could get the better of Antonio Brown and Juju. So that is a legit number one corner.
Well, here's
that he
a question.
Could see on Sunday.
Is
and let's
even
see.
Gonna be, is he going to see him? Or are they going to put him on Diontae Johnson if he's healthy? Isn't that part of the equation here?
Yeah, I didn't pay close enough attention because it happened in the first half. I didn't see if Bouye was moving around the field or if he was anchored to one side. So I'm sure if the Steelers put Juju in the slot, which they did some last night, they could get away from that matchup if they really wanted to. So
I thought the biggest development with the wide receivers in general, I know Juju for obviously what we do is clearly the biggest like flashpoint player there. The fact that Roethlisberger felt comfortable throwing to any of the three more established names, hit Claypool with the big one, but the fact that he got a couple to Washington I thought was hugely significant. And then Washington's effort on that touchdown was sort of, to me, emblematic of what all those receivers did by and large in that game. And that was maximized just about every opportunity that they had.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.